Hey, everybody, it's time for that 2 Corinthians audio devotional podcast. Doesn't it feel good to get all the way to the end? This is our last and final episode. I can't believe we've come to an end. I'm Steve Durr, and I'm here with
Stephen Michael Thompson.
Stephen Michael the Angel Thompson. That's great. Were you named after the Michael the Archangel?
Probably.
Right. It was your parents saying, we want him to be an angel.
I think so. I don't think it had any spiritual meaning at all, but yeah,
really?
I think so. Let's just say that.
You are an angel, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So sweet.
Let's start us off. You've got some different questions you're posing to us.
I was just curious, like, as we're wrapping up, just kind of doing a summary episode. So, like, why did we even choose 2 Corinthians? We don't just usually, you know, open a Bible and point, you know, and just go, okay, this is what we're doing in the new year. What was kind of our thoughts and feelings toward this book as we were heading into 2024?
You know, as you know, we've, for at least the last 10 years, have done a book of the Bible, gone through a book of the Bible, immersed ourselves in a book of the Bible between New Year's and Easter. And we try to have New Testament and Old Testament books and go back and forth a little bit each year. So we've done everything from most of the Gospels, Matthew, Luke, and John, Book of Acts.
Yep.
We've done Ephesians. We've done like different people in the Bible, but we've also done Old Testament ones, right? Like, what are some of the Old Testament ones we've done?
Well, we did Genesis and Exodus. We've done Jonah and Daniel.
Right. So we've done a bunch of different, both Old Testament and New Testament. Well, this time around, last year was Daniel. This time around, it's kind of New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, do we do another gospel? But we pretty recently did Matthew. So let's do a letter. And what's a letter that is got a bit of a story behind it? And what's something that's long enough that could go maybe 8 to 12 weeks? You
that's
know?
Important.
Philemon.
Jude does not work.
Yeah. I think we did Philemon for 2 weeks once. I mean, you can look up Philemon and read it. It'll just take you like...
Can you imagine those podcasts? Everybody gets one verse.
That'd be just trying to like, what do I say?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just mentioning punctuation by that time. So we thought, okay, here's a substantial book. It's a letter. It's a specific letter, and 2 Corinthians is pretty quotable. There's quite a few verses that people know.
There are.
Can you think of any in particular?
Well, I was thinking of the one in chapter 4 about we carry around these treasures in jars of clay, or this treasure in jars of clay, so that we can, I don't have this memorized, what, demonstrate the extraordinary power?
Yeah, idea that we're broken people who reveal Jesus. I think it's 2 Corinthians 5:17. For anyone who's in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. That one's quoted all the time.
Right. And then you hear people refer to Paul's thorn in the flesh or my thorn in the flesh all the time. But that's the beautiful passage where we have God saying to Paul, but also to us, that his grace is sufficient for us.
Yeah. So it's often a quotable book, but often not in a context.
Yeah. We rip it out of context and apply it to whatever we're doing.
Which isn't always terrible, but it's really helpful to know the context. So
it is.
This was a book that's a letter, very personal letter, and it hits a wide range of things from when you're going through a tough time, talking about comfort. And there's a fair number of people right now going through a tough time.
Yep.
There's things like forgiveness. There's things like the resurrection, hitting things like the resurrection, talking about
our new bodies.
Our new bodies, but also the idea of being on mission and we're Christ's ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a lot of different vibes. It talks about generosity. So all kinds of different stuff and themes, reconciliation. And really at the key of all of it is a faith family trying to figure out how to follow Jesus together when they are feeling like they're being torn apart.
Yeah.
And I think we know kind of culturally in our world, it's a challenging time. I think increasingly there feels like division in a wide range of organizations and institutions, as well as communities.
Right.
And so how can we as a church family center on Jesus, and how do we work through things together? How do we be faithful and be his ambassador, be changed for him? How do we forgive one another? How do we stay focused on Jesus? So it had just so many different cool themes, you know, just seemed to make sense.
Yeah. And it wasn't a pointed thing like, oh, we're coming up on, I don't know, an election year or, you know, our budget is down. So we really need to hit those generosity chapters. It didn't have anything to do with that.
Right.
Those were just like, oh, God is speaking to us through this letter.
Yeah.
To some very real circumstances that we're facing.
It helped kind of inform all those other things.
Yeah.
And I do love going through a book of the Bible that way, that leads you to what to talk about rather than you say, here's what I think we need to talk about. Let me find a verse that will help us.
Yeah.
So, makes it easier for us in that way.
I have a question, like, what next? I know people like rely on this podcast to be their time alone with God. I'm a little being a little bit tongue in cheek on that one.
Totally.
But like, what if people are looking for what's next? Like, where do I go in the Bible? I want to keep reading somewhere. Where do we go? Where are you going, Steve? Where are you going to be spending time now in your time alone with God?
My plan, my desire right now is to go through the book of Mark. That's what I've started doing already. Yeah. So I'm going through the book of Mark, staying focused on Jesus and centering my life on him, observing him, watching him. So that's kind of where I'm at the moment. And then I hit up some different Psalms from time to time as well.
Yeah. I think for me, I am going to go back to, I've been doing a podcast called Lectio 365, which has been a really good meditative way to go through scripture prayerfully. But in addition, I feel just recently I've been feeling a pull back toward the historical books in the Old Testament. And so maybe starting, I don't mind going to Joshua and Judges. They're painfully messy, but also kind of exciting because the narrative. So I may end up going back there.
Nice. That's cool. So when we think of this, what is your hope for our faith family when it comes to going through this process, going through this book, going through this season of 2 Corinthians? What are some of your own hopes and dreams and prayers for our faith family that have kind of emerged from this?
Honestly, I hope this is a thing for us. But in terms of keeping our own unity as a faith family and hearing Paul's imploring for these Corinthians to come together, I would hope that we could also experience that kind of unity. Can we get it right where maybe they weren't able to get it right? But another thing is that I feel like we've had a very low threshold of what I call an is it worth it kind of meter for us in terms of reconciling relationships or having difficult conversations or that kind of a thing. And I feel like all of us have had a pretty low threshold for that where it's like, I just don't think it's worth it, the emotional energy or what could potentially happen on the other side of it. So I don't want to do it. I hope the 2 Corinthians raises our care and concern and that meter to a higher level of, you know what, this really is worth it because God could be doing something here. That would be, I think, one of my biggest prayers and hopes.
Yeah, I agree. I think that is centering on Jesus. If we could together all decide we are centered on Jesus, and then as a result of that, following his way, I think that was the thing that came across the most for me in the midst of this, was so desperately desiring for myself and our faith family to follow the way of Jesus, to not only believe in him, but to believe him, to follow his way, and to choose to be disciples that pattern our whole life around him. Mm-hmm. And if we did that together, the impact that would be made. But to do that, you're right, it's not perfect. And Jesus' disciples often clashed together, and Jesus had to deal with that with them and keep them centered on what was most important. So I think that would be my desire, is that we would be a people of the way, right?
Yeah, right.
So I would love for us to be known that way, that we're living like Jesus increasingly. So,
yeah, a way that's unique and different than the culture around us.
Yeah. We did bring up the, you know, we'll kind of end with this thought.
Yeah.
We did look up a little bit of what happens to this church.
We even listened to Sky, AI.
We listened to AI again to give us a little research.
Summary, but yeah.
I thought it was pretty low level research too.
That's about where we're at.
Yeah, exactly. If you come across, and you can look this up yourself, go to like First Clement. And Clement was a Christian leader, Bishop of Rome, around close to the turn of the century, 90 AD, end of the first century. So Clement wrote to the church in Corinth and said a lot of really nice things about them. Like, we were reading some of those things, like saying a lot of positive things about them. And then he turns a corner. And what was their issue again?
It was, again, unity, posturing among themselves. The word that they use was emulating, like this attempt to not only like come to others' level, but supersede these people's level. And so, yeah, just a lot of the same struggles that Paul was having to deal with. And then to hear Clement actually quoting Paul and really trying to encourage them to live into this thing that they've been called to since the beginning.
Yeah. So there seemed to be, like you said before, a stronghold.
Yeah, that maybe
in the church
that maybe they never dealt with or tore down.
Yeah, so that's hard. That's discouraging. At the same time, it does remind us that these are folks like us.
Right.
All right. So it's been a phenomenal time. We want to say a special thank you to all of you for subscribing and participating in this. We had a lot of really good feedback from this from a lot of different people.
Yeah. And this is the part of the episode where we're going to rate all of our podcasters and let them know. Sorry,
yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
How great their voices were.
1 to 5 stars. Yeah.
Exactly. No, but that's always one of the huge benefits and the biggest compliments we get back is that people get to hear from people that they haven't heard their stories or they didn't even know who they were, but they're discovering things about people that they worship with every day. But now they get to hear their voice and get to hear their stories come alive through scripture. So that's been a really cool benefit.
There's been a really good balance of digging in a little bit more to the context and those things, but then applying it as well as God speaking through the text to people. And it's been really great. And I've just been, again, special thank you to those who have signed on and said yes to doing that.
Yep.
And maybe you would love to be a part of this. And in the future, you know, just let us know. Hey, I'd like to be a part of one of those things, whether it's I'll come on and be on the panel and sing a little bit, or I want to maybe try a devotional. Let us know, and we'd love to get you in that for the future here. All right, so to wrap us up, we're going to ask the most incredible prayer in the world, the Holy Spirit, to pray through Steve Thompson.
I'm glad you took that turn.
Thank you.
Oh, so Holy Spirit, we call on you. We need you. We love you. And I would ask that as we reflect on what we've seen you highlighting and where you're moving, that you would help us continue to tear down the strongholds that you're revealing around us, and that you would continue to build in us as a Watermark Faith family, and then even broader as the Church of West Michigan or whatever this region is, that you would bring a greater and greater unity that is truly countercultural, that truly this world hasn't yet seen, because believers, followers of Jesus, are uniting around you and loving each other well. And so, Lord God, we lean into you. We want to again hear from you about how you feel about us, so that what you're pouring into us would be a very natural outflow into the world around us. So thank you again for this time together with Paul and his letters to the Corinthians. We look forward to how you're going to use this in our own lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.